But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure he doesn't mind the chilly weather. Pat Pagano is with us. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. And Skype yesterday was not your problem.
Was it yours?
It was a Microsoft update.
There you go. There you go.
And I found out through the next station who called me had the same problem. And then when I called him back, he said, it's probably a Microsoft update because we're getting it right now, too, he said. And it's been updating for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, these updates are just insane. They're insane. Really are. And you know what they do? We on our on-air computer, we have special settings that we have to have it on. Otherwise, it doesn't function properly. Whenever that update comes down,
it changes it.
It changes it back to their settings. And so you've got to go in and you've got to find all those little settings and change it back. And I've even changed it so the updates don't come through automatically. But here's what happens. If that main computer is on the air, which it is 24 hours a day, we have a generator here. But if there's a blip in the electricity, the computer resets.
And then the Microsoft update is able to do it.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So you've got Microsoft updates, you've got Skype updates, we've got all these things on top of our regular business that we have to do. And Pat is his own internet administrator, like I'm our own internet. We can't afford to hire somebody for $25,000 to $30,000 a year and administer our internet.
Right.
We can't. So we have to do it ourselves. And most radio stations and small businesses have to do it that way as well. So, well, anyways, we're all back to square one, normal. That's good.
Right. And it'll be a cloudy day. Showers will arrive this afternoon, sometime after 12, 1 o'clock. Mid-50s. Showers tonight, mid-40s. Then it turns partly sunny in the mid-60s for Thursday. Yeah. A front goes by early Friday when there could be some showers. In the afternoon, some sun and windy, 65 to 70. Your Saturday is a little bit cooler, sun and clouds, 55 to 60. And then showers return on Sunday with highs in the 50s. So lots of quick weather changes right through Sunday.
Yeah, but the temperatures are staying okay.
Right. They're not bad.
So, you know, and in March, I mean, every day that goes by, the strength of the sun and everything. So if we were to get, like, let's say a brief of 3 inches of snow, it is gone. Literally, if it snows in the morning, it's gone by the afternoon at this time of the
year.
Correct.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Now, if you get, like, if something really freak happens, and this happened once when we started WKNY many years ago, we got an early April snowstorm. And I forget, it was a long time ago, but it was about 10 inches of snow. But still, those 10 inches of snow were cut in half by the next day, and it was totally gone in 3 days. So that's the strength of the sun this time of year.
I was just going to say, that is definitely the positive side of things. Yeah, no doubt about it. But, you know, it's a swirling storm going up through the Great Lakes, and it's one front, another front, you know, zipping through our region. There could be some moderate rain with it, but otherwise, nothing to write home about as far as the weather is concerned. So I'm kind of glad about that.
Now, I have to say, I saw your post with the pictures that, you know, you had sent me the pictures anyways, but I was looking at your page and I saw the post of what you made for dessert. And I love what all of your friends were saying underneath that post. Did you see all the responses you got?
I did not.
All right. Yeah, you got a lot of responses. So.
Yeah, I didn't get to see any of them. I know another friend of mine yesterday told me, he said, goodness, he said, did you see the responses you got? I said, no. I said, I can't believe that I would generate that much response for just baking a pastry.
You did. Your friends were all jumped on the bandwagon there.
Well, again, it was fun. It wasn't that expensive. It wasn't that. I told you, I never used an electric mixer or anything. You know, you do the whole thing with a wooden spoon. You know, So it was kind of cool, you know. Next time I know it, it'll be easier. It's always the first time is the hardest, you know, until you try to find out what's going on. And next time it'll be easier.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. I mean, but they look great. And like I said, when I saw them, they look great. And they looked, that would have been, like I said, I'm a classic dessert guy, okay? Maybe a Boston cream pie, an eclair, French cruller. Mm-hmm. Or these things my grandmother used to make. But when you see something like you put out there, and it looked light, okay? It didn't look like a heavy dessert.
It was light. Yeah. It was very light, yeah. The actual Zeppoli, donut part of it, is very, very, very light. And the cream was light, too. It was like a custard cream. I may have put just a tiny bit too much vanilla in that, so next time I'll ease off on that. And then, of course, you know, the little cherry on top, and you dust it with confectionery sugar, and there you go.
Yeah, my grandmother used to make these things very light strip. They looked like noodles at first, but they weren't. And she put them in Crisco. Remember Crisco?
Yeah, so you would fry them lightly.
Yeah, and Crisco, by the way, folks, it was in a big can. And there was nothing better to fry in than Crisco. Nothing.
They still sell it.
Yeah. But people, because you're in a perfect society, it's a lot more dangerous than other fatty stuff. But, and then after they come immediately right out of the oil on a draining rack and very quickly powdered sugar.
Right.
And the simplest things like that were so good.
And you know what? And that's just, you know, a funnel cake is the same thing.
Yeah, except
only,
it's thinner.
You twirl it around, yeah. Drop it into the oil, you know, bring it out into the sugar, right? Zeppelis are a little bit more because they're puffy,
yeah.
But they're still very, very light. I know, Mom, I tried this a few times too, it works. Did the bows, where you take the same kind of dough and you tie it into a knot and you dip that into the oil, bring it out. Now, you could do one of two things. You could dust it with confectionery sugar, or you could dip that in honey and sprinkle it. And either way, it was really a very, very tasty treats. I guess, you know, people get away from that now, especially like the younger generation. They can't be bothered with that stuff.
Oh, you have something like that, and if you want to have a little scoop of, like, vanilla or chocolate ice cream along with it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Oh. Now we got everybody hungry.
And we should, but you know, everybody that knows what we're talking about, the other people, anybody who's under, I'll say anybody who's 45 or under does not know what we're talking about.
Talking about it, exactly. Unless, of course, they have a grandmother.
That still does it, yes.
That still does it, yeah. Right, exactly.
But, oh gosh, yeah, nothing like a great dessert after a great meal. And people around nowadays forget that at home you used to eat like you eat at a restaurant. You would get, your pre-course meal, a salad or whatever. Then you get your regular meal, and then you'd have actually dessert afterwards.
That is correct.
And you had family talk time during all that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no such cell phones. And if a phone rang while you were having dinner, you didn't answer your phone. Nobody answered the phone while you were having dinner.
That is correct.
Yeah. Back in the... I won't call them the good old days, but back in the old days.
Yeah, back in the old days, exactly. It was a completely different world. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You couldn't even watch TV if you remember.
No, you couldn't watch nothing. Radio, TV, nothing. You were in a dining room. You were in an area that was just, that's what it was for. And nothing else. And you stayed until everybody finished.
That is true.
You couldn't excuse yourself. Well, anyway, no excuse for the forecast. We'll see what happens tomorrow, Pat.
Bring an umbrella.
All right. I'll let a smile be my umbrella.
Right. Okay, great.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our forecast and some talk about the good old days.